I just live a few blocks that way. It's good to have an oasis to just sit and be outside. The benches are really nice, or if I'm wearing pants, I can sit on the grass and just like write or draw and stuff. It's a good place for that. I love that there's tons of Somali or Oromo or Eritrean families that come here, and like, yeah, so it's important to me to see like Black and brown people represented in like public spaces, because that's not something that I always see in all parts of the city. And it's a nice community feel. There's grills and stuff, so people use it for personal large gatherings, which I think is a great use for public space, especially when it's like, you know, very celebratory and allowing for whatever kind of things that people need to do with it. So my name, alizarin, it's a color. My mom's a painter, and so it's like a purpley red shade, kind of like a beetroot. And so she's pretty much had me do art since I was like a little kid. My mom is Chinese, so having a mother who's a woman of color artist and who's like her purpose her whole life has been to make art, you know, is so like, I don't even realize how deeply ingrained that is in me, that like art is a part of life, it's a part of what we create, it's a part of who we are. It's a source of a lot of inspiration for me. We should hire more artists in the parks. It's so cool that you can go to all these different intersections and see all these different murals, but you're always like in motion on the streets around the murals. But I think that the parks would be a really cool place because people are stationary for longer periods of time. You know, a lot of artists are pretty big community figures too, and do lots of like community engagement work, and can make a big change by just listening to people and like seeing what kind of stuff they want to be represented. And like, maybe, you know, the artist could be the facilitator, and like people who live in the community could be painting the murals or something like that. People get super proud, and then it brings history too, because it's painting a picture of how things are now at this moment and capturing it, and these are how we were feeling at this time and how we wanted to represent our community. There's lots of like transformative potential of creating things. I think some of the best art is an art that's like super technically good, but it just is, in when other people see it, something about it speaks to them. So, hey, Marion. Oh,